Here's the news for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Kittitas County. On Tuesday, September 5th, the Ellensburg Rodeo wrapped up Monday with its final round. Stetson Wright took home the top honor of all-around cowboy with a total of $14,970 of winnings in saddle bronc riding and bull riding. Other highlights include Brittany Pazzi Tanazzi setting the new arena record in barrel racing with a run of 16.9 seconds. The average winners in each event were bareback riding Keenan Hayes, $3,705. Steer wrestling, J.D. Struxness, $5,443. Team roping, Caleb Driggers and Junior Nokeria, $5,259 each. Saddle bronc riding Stetson Dell White, Wright, $3,847. Tie down roping John Dausch, $5,627. Barrel racing Brittany Posny Tanazzi, $1,958. Steer roping Taylor Santos at $1,665. And bull riding with Tristan Parker, $3,875. As Labor Day weekend comes to a close, the school year kicks into gear across Kittitas County. Today is the first day of school in the Easton School District. Wednesday signals the start of the school year in Ellensburg. Clallam, Roslyn, and Kittitas school districts and Thorpe get underway on Thursday. Thorpe does have a back-to-school bash from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. The first parent-child early learning event of the school year is from 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Wednesday. That's at the Hal Holmes Community Center. The event features free fun learning activities for children ages birth to five. Older siblings are welcome. The theme of Wednesday's event is dinosaurs. Due to the Labor Day holiday, the Ellensburg City Council will meet at 7 p.m. tonight in City Hall. Included on the agenda is the Central Transit Zero Emissions Transition Plan. The Kittitas County Commissioners meet at 10 a.m. this morning. Included are the 2024 Department Budget Request. This is the first step in the county's process of developing the 2024 budget. Registration for a new adult open volleyball league closes on Friday this week. This is a co-ed league with no restrictions as to the number of male or female players on the court on one team. The online registration form is available on the Parks and Recreation page of the City of Ellensburg website. Ellensburg High School soccer and volleyball teams see their first action of the season today. The soccer team plays at 7 p.m. at West Valley and Yakima. The volleyball team hosts Royal City, Natchez, and East Valley in a jamboree, and that's starting at 5 p.m. You can get all of this information and all of the news on our website, and that is at ebergradio.org. The Clallam Roslyn High School volleyball team opens its season at home at 6:30 p.m. tonight against Warden. The Warriors soccer team hosts Chelan at 6 p.m. today. The Kittitas Secondary School volleyball team travels to play Riverside at 6:45 p.m. today. Central Washington University's Johan Correa won his first collegiate cross-country meet, placing first in the Puget Sound Invitational on Saturday. Correa ran the 5K course in 15 minutes. As a team, the Central men placed fourth and the CW women took third. The final Roslyn Farmers Market for 2023 will be this Sunday. The market is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The weather, the forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 77 degrees. Sunset is at 7:33 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 50 degrees. Winds will be from 15 to 25 miles an hour. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Venison chili with cheddar, sour cream, green onions, cornbread, and applesauce. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. What is on Ellensburg Community Radio today? First, Waiting for Toast with Natty G. He plays a whole eclectic mix. That starts at 9 a.m. and then On the Road with Ben starts at 6 p.m. tonight. He picks a different genre every week. It's always interesting. Tune in to both those shows at ebergradio.org. I am your host for this show, John Morgan. I'm one of the hosts. Robin will be there tomorrow doing a great job. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show, and you are, of course, listening to Ellensburg Community Radio.